Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's installment of the Dad Podcast, featuring Band or Porno, plus special musical guest appearance by the Cranberries. Also, Chad gets into some texting beef and Cameron sits down with special guest Cheez-Its. All of this and more in the next hour right here on the internet's favorite podcast, The Dad Podcast.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing? Wait. What?
How's it going?
It's good. It's fine. Are we recording?
We are.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Dad Podcast. This is your boy Chad Hoy, and this is my compatriot.
And this week.
What the fuck was that kind of opening?
And this week, we are here to bring you episode...
No! Introduce yourself.
Oh. Hey, everybody. My name is Cameron Weaver.
Okay. What the fuck is going on?
This is episode 41 of the Dad Podcast. We're real excited to bring this to you. I've been waiting for a while to record this one. Hey, how's it going out there in podcast land? Chad, I was gonna start this by asking how your week's been, but when I called you up on Skype, some hot shit was happening. Do you want to comment on that?
Sure. So it's really not that deep. Here's the thing: I got drunk on a Sunday, right?
As the Bible says you should.
Yeah, in anticipation of recording here today with my BFF Cam.
That's me.
I was just perusing Tinder, you know, as I do. Also got a lot of matches this week, so probably going to have a date next week, so I'll be good. But
congrats.
I was perusing Tinder. Who did I happen upon? Oh my God, bless you.
Mama Cat.
Yeah, so who did I happen upon other than the polyamorous Tinder girl?
The face of Tinder.
So I saw her profile and I immediately took a screenshot and swiped left and then sent the picture to her and just said LOL.
Oh.
Cuz just cuz I saw her, you know, and then she's like, "What can I say? I'm feeling self-destructive." And I was like, honestly, I don't care what you're doing. I just thought it was funny that I saw you. Because that's the first time that's happened since everything. Yeah, so it was just funny. I literally, like, I haven't had contact with her other than, like, she'll send me Snapchats and I don't respond and stuff. But I haven't blocked her just because, like, that feels too spiteful.
Yeah.
So I was just like, whatever. And, like, you know, God.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
I'm a little drunky boy.
Me too. So we had a little bit of a conversation. Not really anything. And she's just like, all men are garbage. And here's my fucking thing.
Not
God,
all men.
We're going to get right into it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know, right? Yeah. Hashtag not all men. And I fucking, like, I hate that that's been, like, mocked so much, but it rings true sometimes, I think, in that, like, I know the type of guys she talks to, and it's guys who are just trying to, like, get a nut, you know? And,
right.
Like, you can't say all men are garbage, all men are sociopathic liars, when all you do is talk to dudes who are garbage and are sociopathic liars.
There's a parenthesis,
like,
there.
So, like, she's...
And in those parentheses, it's all men... parentheses that I have recently been in communication with, end parentheses, are garbage.
Yeah. I know people who say that don't literally mean all men, but it's just like, as two dudes here who are genuinely nice people, okay, and who don't, well, we're okay, you know, like, but we, God, we're just getting right into it straight in the podcast. This is content, people.
Straight in. Just plowing right on through.
Okay. Right
on in there.
Sexual. Stop. Okay. So we had a conversation and I was like, look, she's like, I've said I'm garbage, yada yada. We had a long talk. I'm not going to read every text message because it's exhausting. But like, I was like, look, you can't keep going to the same landfill expecting to find men who aren't garbage there, which is basically Tinder, you know, like, I mean, to be honest, like, there's, you know, there's some good people, but look, humans are garbage. Men are garbage and women are garbage. We're all terrible, especially fucking us, our generation, millennials, and especially with online dating and like how like prevalent Tinder and Bumble and even, you know, OkCupid, whatever.
We have no consequences.
I don't use that, but I think that's kind of, you know, you just ghost people. You don't feel bad about it. Shit like that. And it's like, that's fine, I guess. It's a little bit, you know, taxing for everyone else. But it's just like, oh, my God. Excuse me.
It wasn't a good one.
But what I'm saying is, I was talking to her, and I immediately was like, oh, my God, I do not miss this. So that was good. Nice little affirmation on my decision. But, like, you know, it's just, it's so annoying and so exhausting. You can't just say men are garbage and blame every man that's ever existed. And to be fair, most men that existed before, like, the 1950s are pretty garbage because, you know, white supremacy and all that. But, like,
yeah, arguably worse.
Yeah, arguably way worse. But, like, you know, we live in a patriarchal society. I get how it could be empowering, and it is empowering to say men are garbage. A lot of men are garbage, but I don't think I'm garbage, damn it. And like, you know, it's annoying to hear that and be like, man, I was ready to love and support you and all your flaws, but you played me for months. So I don't want to fucking hear it. It's basically
where, garbage.
Yeah, it's like basically where I'm at. No, and then I tossed her into the garbage because I was like, all right, I'm over this. I deserve better. So, you know, it's like you can't keep shifting blame onto all men and just say men are garbage when you make your own fucking bad decisions. Like that's, for me, is what it comes down to. And we don't have to talk about this anymore. All right. I've got it all out.
And I'm Cameron Weaver.
Thanks for joining the Dad Podcast today. It's going to get heavy. Heavier than normal because we're both fat.
Hey!
the topics are heavy.
As well as the boys.
Yeah. So, Cameron,
mm-hmm.
How was your week, baby boy?
I saw Despicable Me 3.
Fuck. Why? Baby Driver was out. There's so many other movies out. Wonder Woman. Oh, you already saw that.
I saw Wonder Woman.
But still.
No, I know. I said that. My mom and stepdad were visiting this weekend.
Oh, okay.
And we went to dinner, and then we went out to see a movie for all ages.
Yeah.
And we saw Despicable Me 3, and it was really good.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I love the main series. Minions was garbage. But
yeah.
Despicable Me 1, 2,
and
3.
I like Despicable Me, and then I haven't seen the other one, I don't think.
Well, it was an enjoyable watch. I had some crunch, and then a frozen crochet.
Ooh.
And that was nice. And I went on a date last week.
Hell yeah. Do you want to do Date with the Dad Bod? Because I also went on a pseudo date.
Yeah, let's hit that. Music.
Moustica!
I almost said Moustica.
No, you didn't.
I almost did, I swear.
Oh, that's so cute. We're so in sync.
We're so adorable.
All right, tell me about your date, you fucking cutie.
Oh.
I almost said an insult, and then I was like, I'm just going to be a nice boy.
What's our ship name? Oh, wait, it's Chad Heaver, right? Because Mal said that one time. Or wait, Cheever. Cham Heaver.
Cham Heaver.
Cham Heaver.
Right?
Paul Cham Heaver, yeah. Heater in Napoleon Dynamite. Bill John Heater. Heater. It was John Heater.
Yeah. They're the same person.
Turn the Bill heater Hader. On. It's a chilly day.
Okay, tell me about your date, Jesus.
First, I want to read the back of the Napoleon know. Dynamite DVD.
Oh, you have it in your hand?
Napoleon Dynamite not. Is a new kind of hero, complete with a tight fro, sweet moon boots, and skills that can't be topped. Napoleon spends his days drawing mythical beasts, duking it out with his brother Kip, and avoiding his scheming uncle Rico. When two new friends enter Napoleon's life, Shy Deb and mustachioed Pedro, the trio launches a campaign to elect Pedro for class president and make the student body's wildest dreams come true. But if Pedro is to beat stuck-up Summer, Napoleon will have to unleash his secret weapon.
My favorite part of that is when you almost read the word duking as ducking.
I did. That was a thing that almost happened.
I know. I thought it was funny.
The soundtrack is on Lakeshore Records. The movie's rated PG for thematic elements and brief language.
Listen, I'm going to say this one time and one time only.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck about the back of the Napoleon Dynamite DVD cover. I want to hear about your GD date, fella.
Would you rather hear the back of Wild Hogs, starring John Travolta, Tim Allen, Martin Lawrence, and William H. Macy?
I'm going to lose it if you don't tell me about your date.
Okay.
If you're going to read the Wild Hogs cover, though, I know what you're going to do.
I put it back.
Okay. Thank God. Also, why do you own fucking Wild Hogs on DVD?
I think it was a stocking stuffer.
Of course.
One day I'll tell everyone the exact DVDs that I have in my collection. Because there's like 16 of them, and all of them are exactly sure what you'd expect.
Yeah. I own The Hangover on DVD. Not proud of it. Actually, it's a good movie. But
I've got that right here.
I knew you did. Yeah, of course you do.
The back of it?
No. Tell me.
Okay.
About the date.
So, I got coffee with Sophia at Portland Brew on 12 South. They're known for their cold brew, apparently. So we both had an iced cold brew, sat outside under a little umbrella.
Ooh.
And it was really fun. And we just talked for a couple hours till the place closed. And then we left and we're getting brunch next weekend. Boom. Date number three.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You're going on a third date with a cutie.
Brunch with a boy is what we'll call that segment. Well, I'm the boy in that situation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, she's not a boy, is she? She's not a boy. Which is fine. It's fine. I just didn't know.
I don't swing that way, though. So, I swing dance my own way. That's the traditional man's way of swing dancing.
Yeah. If we were swing dancers, who do you think would
have sex with throw the person's who in wife? The air?
No, if we were swing dancers, not
I'm sorry, sexers. That's swinger dancers.
Yeah, if we were just regular swing dancers, I think
you would throw me.
I think that, okay. Okay, one, yeah, I was going to say, one, it'd be very fun. Two, I have incredible muscle mass. Three, I just want to throw you around a little bit. I think that'd be fun.
Oh my gosh, did we just agree to do swing dancing lessons together?
I think so.
This is the greatest episode ever.
So far, yeah. Oh boy, until it all falls apart because we're both drunk.
Prepare yourself for the most irreverent and funny comedy that brings new meaning to juvenile delinquency. As the world's least likely mentors, Danny, Paul Rudd, and Wheeler, Sean William Scott, must put aside their selfish, sarcastic, and party-driven ways in order to give two odd, foul-mouthed kids invaluable wisdom about life, love, and heavy metal. With a supporting cast of comic all-stars, including Elizabeth Banks, Jane Lynch, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, and Bobby J. Thompson, Role Models is a, quote, surprisingly clever comedy. End quote from Claudia Puig of USA Today.
I'm laughing because it said all-star comedy, and then it included two people whom I've never heard of. All-star comedy people. All right.
You don't think Paul Rudd is my date. An all-star comic?
No, he is, but it said all-star cast, and it said Elizabeth Banks, who I know, Jane Lynch, who I know, and then someone's name who I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, and then you're right. Bobby J. Thompson.
Yeah.
Tell me about your date, baby.
So was that was the backside of Drive, right?
Starring Ryan
Something
Gosling.
Like that.
Ryan Goose. Is the backside of Role Models.
Oh, Role Models. Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, so my pseudo date was honestly most fun I've had on a date in a in a while.
Then
so
why are you calling it a pseudo date?
Oh yeah. Well, I don't think it was like a real date.
What does that mean?
Well, it's just like a mutual friend, you know what I mean? I don't think it was like a date date.
Oh, duh. You hung out with Bree.
Yeah, you know who it was with. Yeah, it was Bree.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah. When did this happen? No, dude. Yeah, Bree's really fun thing. She's great.
It was awesome. Yeah, I've never really like had a conversation with Bree. So that was cool to like. I got there early because we pre-gamed in her car. And then
car bar.
So she's parked on the side, and we sat in there for like 50 minutes and drank, and I got drunk and we so I got a bottle of Kraken, just a fifth, but Kraken's kind of heavy. I also just finished that off before we started recording this episode.
Did you drink half of it there, though?
Because I still had some left. More than half.
Wow.
Us together drank like three-fourths of it.
Three-fourths of a fifth.
I think I drank more than she did. So, yeah. She probably had total like 6 to 7 shots poured into like some Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I drank whatever else was in there. Yeah, so we pre-gamed and just had really good convo. And then we watched 47 Meters Down.
Was it scary?
And I'm going to be honest. You know, maybe it was. But in my mindset, I was like, there's some fucking sharks swimming. Oh, they're going down into the water. Oh, and it was just
Rudy.
Like, everything was kind of just funny to me in a way. Like, Cameron is hammering Stella Artois right now.
I have a cooler in here with me.
To hammer down. Which is just the most pretentious way to get drunk is to drink a bunch of Stella Artois.
It smells like skunk piss.
But yeah, so we're seeing this movie. Yeah, no, but it's good. I had a Heineken last night, which is really similar.
Yeah. I forgot to bring a bottle opener? What? You think I can open this Stella with a mouth harp?
Yeah, it looks like you definitely can. Looks like it'll be easy, really.
It's definitely built like
a bottle opener, yeah.
Nah. The fuck?
Anyway.
Ah, shit. Sorry.
Just use your teeth.
I can't use my teeth. Have you seen my teeth? They're jacked up, man. I look like a British boy.
Crunch under those molars in the back.
I got rid of those.
No, those are your wisdom teeth, you dummy.
Oh, I still have those.
No, you're doing it wrong.
How do I do this?
You put it under. You get the cap. No, not like a penis.
Uh-huh.
This is for those of you at home. Wrong way. Cam, you put the bottle like a bottle opener. Put the, under. And then you just crunch on top. And then you kind of pull under away. Get in those molars,
buddy.
Explain
your date. I'm going to go get a bottle opener.
Oh, my God. Okay. This is going to be the most interrupted part of the podcast. So we see 47 meters down. Maybe it was scary, but I don't fucking really. I didn't register if it was. There was a part where – oh, by the way, Mandy Moore's in this movie. There was a part where Mandy Moore's leg gets, like, crunched under the – they're in a swim cage. Mandy Moore's leg gets like crunched under the swim cage, and it did not I didn't like realize that's what had happened. I was like, why can't she just fucking swim out of there? But her leg was under the cage, so that's why she couldn't.
Oh my gosh.
There was one point in the movie where it was like quiet, you know, like scary movie, you know, like thriller. And this shark just like pops up, and we're in a movie theater, and I go, "Oh fuck!" Just super, super loud. And apparently, the entire theater turned around and looked at me, but I was so drunk and unself-aware that I had no idea.
Oh my
gosh. So that was fun.
That's so funny.
And when we go into the movie, I bought a bottle of Kraken and a $6 single bottle of beer, which was a 12%.
What was it called?
And I remember some kind of stout. It was like something heavy.
Excuse me.
And I had Bree put it in her purse.
Yeah.
And then we went inside, and I didn't have a bottle opener. Because my Cubs championship one fell off my keys.
Oh.
So I opened it. I was drunk and I opened it with my teeth in the movie theater and then drank it while we were watching the movie. And it really wasn't a good movie.
That's fair.
But then we were both too drunk to drive. So we sat in our car for another half hour to 45 minutes and just talked more. So it was cool.
Fun.
It was actually really fun. Yeah.
Aww, so yeah, I love it.
It was good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I had a good time with my pal Bree. We called it a date, but I don't think it was a date. So that's why I say pseudo date. Because yeah, but it was cool.
Bree's just really fun like that.
Yeah, I was like, why haven't we hung out?
No kidding. I miss her so much.
Yeah, so that was cool. And then we're probably gonna play Friday the 13th with all the gang later. So
yay! Well, most of the gang. Jordan has to work.
Oh fuck me! I knew that, but. Sorry, Jordan, we love you.
Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, Jonah Hill, and Richard Iotti take male bonding to hilarious new heights in this outrageous, no-holds-barred comedy that gets funnier every time you watch. There's trouble brewing in peaceful Glenview, Ohio. That's why four civic-minded citizens armed with flashlights, walkie-talkies, and spiffing their jackets.
You keep doing it unbothered.
Teamed up to safeguard their community.
Oh, I'm going to kill.
But the guys find more than they bargained for when they uncover an alien plot to destroy Earth.
Stop.
And now these bumbling heroes are Glenview's only chance to save the neighborhood and the world from annihilation.
Quit reading it.
The Watch.
Shut up. Stop doing this. It's your worst bit yet.
That's not a good bit.
That's a pretty good bit. Okay, yeah. Hey, I have a bone to pick with you.
You have a boner?
No, just a bone.
To pick.
To pick with you.
Pick it out.
Not to dick. How come you're doing so many podcasts with other people? I feel like you're cheating on me.
I'm a busy podcasting boy.
But okay, why didn't you even tell me about them? That's why I feel like you're cheating on me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't even know you were doing Two Guys, One Remote.
It just never came up.
Oh, it never came up. We're best friends. We talk every day.
We talk once a week.
It seems like you're hiding something. No, on here we talk once a week. We text almost every day.
I'm sorry.
You asked.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I thought it came up on Friday the 13th.
No, that was just my way of bringing up that, hey guys, Cam does another podcast with our friend Jordan called Two Guys, One Remote.
and it sounds like it's funny.
I have to listen to it, actually.
It's not funny.
Yeah. They just talk about video games, I guess. I haven't listened yet, but
we're
I plan on it.
Two nerdy boys who talk about video games.
Because
why not? You know, we have the time. And I like catching up with you once a week. This will be how I'll catch up with Jordan.
I am not mad. I'm joking. But, you know, we talked about video games for like 20 minutes in our last episode. Apparently that wasn't enough for Cameron.
Yeah.
So,
also, last
week. He's doing a whole podcast about him.
I recorded the third episode of the upcoming podcast I'm doing with my brother and his wife called Fast and the Curious.
I love that.
Where we watch the Fast and the Furious franchise for the very first time and immediately discuss it afterwards. And Austin and I play a drinking game during, and it's a mess.
God, I can't wait to hear Asquatch on a podcast.
Dude, I've had also to bleep Mandy. Him more than anybody.
Bleep him?
That show will be bleeped, unlike this one, but that show will be bleeped, but most of it is just because we got real drunk and said
it's
words.
It's a family show.
Yeah, it's more of a family, podcast.
Yeah, what family's not watching Fast and the Furious together, you know?
I can't think of
one. I know mine did.
You know the Obama family watched Fast and the Furious in the White House once a week for 8 weeks.
Yeah, on the first, I think, when did the first Fast and Furious come out? Like 2004?
2001.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Wow. I was 9.
Yeah.
But every Christmas since that first Fast and the Furious came out, me and my family, we gather around the Christmas tree and we open presents. And then we gather around the family television set and we watch Fast and the Furious.
Which is a present in itself.
And that's how my family... Yeah, no, it is. Dude, Paul Rudd.
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker, Vin Diesel, that hot girl who's Hispanic.
Michelle
Eva Mendez.
Oh, Eva Mendez was in the second one. You're right.
Yeah. She was in one of them. Eva Mendez, dude. Babe Alert. Yeah, so that's all for that. What do we got up next?
It's time for the only consistent segment we have here on the Dad Podcast, Bandor Porno! Ooh, my armpits are itchy. So for those of you who haven't listened before or just tuning in, this is a show we play here on the Dad Podcast. A game. It's not a show. The whole thing's a show.
The whole thing's, yeah. No. Whoops.
I have a list of 15 names, and they are either the real names of a pornographic film from the pornographic movie industry or a band from the music industry. And Chad has to decide which one it is. And it's a lot of fun here, and we encourage you to play at home, so go ahead and grab a pad and a pencil. Chad, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Let's play Stain the Couch.
Oh, band, hopefully.
Nope, that's a porno.
Wow, that's gross.
That's really gross.
Okay, nice.
Reach around, rodeo
Let's play
clown.
Stain the Couch? Sorry, say that one more time. That's gross as hell. All right, say the second one.
Reach around, rodeo clowns.
Oh, that better be a band.
That's a band.
Okay, good.
Red meat.
band?
As a band.
Okay.
It's important that you good. Say red, because that is the title.
Yeah. Okay, red meat.
Tiggle bitties.
Oh, dude. Band.
Nope.
What?
That's a porno.
That'd be a trick band.
Dog lips.
Ew, band.
That's a band. Thank goodness.
Christ. That'd be really gross.
Moving right along.
These are all really gross ones.
These are really gross, and it just gets worse. Wet and frosty.
Ooh, that's a porno.
You are correct, sir.
Hell yeah. Is that like a Christmas special?
I think so.
With Frosty the Snowman? Frosty the Bone Man?
Yeah, there you go. There it was.
Frosty the Bone Man has a carrot for a dick. And he has some sex with some people. And they touch his carrot dick. I can't rhyme anything right now, man.
That's
I'm hammered. Okay,
that's
keep
terrifying.
Talking.
Because that boy Frosty would just with melt this on top dick. Of you.
That made me ew. Yeah. Oh God, it'd be like the same as having sex with Hugh Hefner, though.
He would just melt on top.
In a
of
way.
You.
Well, his skin's so old and saggy
and moist
that it's like it's kind of like he melts on top of you.
And he's cold all the time.
His skin, yeah, because he's basically dead. His skin just like becomes your skin when you do sex on Hugh Hefner.
He becomes
it
a
just
tattoo.
Like it falls in all your crevices.
Ew!
I'm basically imagining him as like not having bones, and he's just a pile of old skin, and he gets on top of somebody, and it like just collapses around them, and they become one skin.
Gosh.
Which, if you read the Bible, folks, when you get married, you become one body. This is what I'm describing right now. It's Hugh Hefner becoming one with his bride.
That's 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20.
Chapter 4, actually.
Wow.
Come on, man. give me a little giggle, at least. No, don't. You're right. Don't give me a giggle. That was a stupid joke.
Schlong.
It's actually that's a band. Okay, good.
Elastic Sausage.
Oh, band?
That's a band.
Okay, thank
you. You're doing pretty well.
Good.
Here's a band. Oh. All right, I'm moving that one cuz I accidentally band. Just ruined it. All right. Band. We'll come back to that band. One. So you won't know where it is.
When?
Exactly. I'm not telling you. Topless Brain Surgeons.
Porno.
That is a porno.
Nice.
They're really good
Do
with
the head.
You think
that brain meets... Yeah, that's... Oh, man, you beat me.
That was good.
But not like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's a joke.
Not today.
Oh, man. Okay.
Simulated Orgasm.
Oh, dude. Oh, man. Actually, I don't know. Band.
That's a band. But, arguably, every porn is a simulated orgasm for someone.
Ooh. Yeah, you're right. Wow.
We just got real
That's
deep.
Deep.
Hey, deep.
Like to do in, yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Yep.
We just got real deep. Sweatpant boners.
Band.
That's a band. Do you remember having sweatpant boners, Chad?
I never wore sweatpants because I was fat and they made me look fat, so no.
Same, actually.
I hated sweatpants growing up.
I did too, man.
And, well, not growing up, but like, I would have never worn sweatpants to school. I don't know how people did or why. I was like, what are you thinking? That's why I got uniforms.
I didn't even wear sweatpants to college classes.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, fair, I guess, but also, it's like easy, but not worth it.
Yeah.
I think one time I wore, like, jersey knit shorts to a class because I woke up late and I had a test. Yeah. That was the only time ever. College sucked.
I mean, if I had an impressive enough outline... I would wear sweatpants on a windy day.
Nah, I wouldn't. I still wouldn't, even if my outline weren't impressive. Were impressive.
Your quim is my gym.
Your what?
Your quim.
Quim?
Is my gym.
Okay, one, that doesn't even rhyme. Two, porno, I guess?
That's a porno!
It's a good guess because no idea what that is.
Moving right along.
Quim?
Quim.
How do you spell Q-U-I-M?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to Google that.
Google Quim.
Keep going, though. I'm about to.
Abs of cum.
Porno?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. If that were a band, that'd just be ridiculous.
Yeah. But it's still pretty ridiculous. It's not even clever.
Yeah, no, just abs of cum.
Yep, I guess so.
You know what you're getting. You know what you're getting in this video. Quim is a vulgar term for a woman's genitals, slang for female genitalia, vulva, vagina, from 1735.
Wow.
Perhaps 1610s of Whoa. Unknown origin. Huh. Interesting.
Glad it didn't catch on.
They say that it's still used in Wales as an insult rather than the above meaning.
Remember when you thought that Wax on Wax Lyrical were from Wales?
Yeah, I do. But now I listen to their show and I'm like, they're definitely Australian.
Yeah.
That was a dark time in my life where I didn't understand that New South Wales wasn't in the UK and was in Australia. So,
the very idea of fucking Hitler.
Porno.
Nah, that one's a band.
I figured, but I just wanted it to be porno.
Yeah, me too, honestly.
That'd be weird and gross.
All right, Chad, you've only missed three. There's one left.
Okay.
Ham sandwich.
Porno.
Nope, it's a band.
Damn it.
All right, so you got 11 out of 15 this week, Chad. That's not bad.
It's not the worst.
That's not.
Definitely not the worst.
You've actually, that's your best score in 4 weeks.
Oh, shit. Okay, well.
So good job.
I'll take it.
Yeah, baby. We interrupt this hilarious episode of the Dad Podcast to bring you a commercial for our buddies over at Wax on Wax Lyrical, part of the Pondratic Equation. Please enjoy.
All right, gentlemen. May I have your attention? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ben.
And Owen.
And we're from the Wax on Wax Lyrical podcast.
From live, down under.
Live
from down under.
From the land down under.
Could you hear you, kid? We won't go any further than that.
It's true. And Owen glows and I chunder. So this is the Wax on Wax Lyrical podcast. Every week we just muck around a bit. We have a movie pop quiz every week, the Hard 10. What else we got, man?
Talk about bad movies from Bad Movie Sunday.
Yeah, weird news from around the world, strange people, cults. We have special guests.
That's the sports guy.
Yeah.
Shit, my wife makes me watch with Bez.
Wise Paul with metaphorical questions from New Zealand. Plus, we have a plethora of sound effects. Anything from bong to pew pew. So come and join us live from down under, Wax on Wax Lyrical, part of
the Quadratic Equation
Network every week.
No, almost, hopefully every
week.
Yeah,
I mean like every like 8.5 days.
Something like that.
Woo!
So find us at Wax on Lyrical on Twitter, at Bad Movie Sunday 1 on Twitter. Find us on Facebook under with
Wax on Lyrical.
That's it. I'm really bad at this.
Come on down and have a listen to us. Join us.
Send us your dick pics to waxonlyrical@gmail.com.
Dick Van Dyke, Dick Tracy, anything you got.
Thank you.
Bye.
Are we too drunk for this?
What?
Are we too drunk for this?
No, but hold on. I gotta get different headphones real quick. Distract the people.
All right, I'll read you a little bit of stand-up. Okay. Get pulling up. As soon as... There we go. I just recently wrote a joke, so I'm going to go to that one. Oh, no.
I'm ready for it.
Wait, I thought I was distracting them. I thought you're gone.
No, I want to hear your stand-up now, bitch.
All right.
Hold on.
So I wrote this, assumingly when I was drunk. I don't remember writing this one. I said, I'm just going to read it the way I wrote it.
All right.
I'm so good at sex. Like, God, I'm so tired of fucking for 8 hours at a time. I never come first, and the girls are all like, ugh, never stop. And I'm like, ugh, we need to call a professional. I've had an erection for far too long. We need to stop this or I'm going to die. Ugh, I'm so tired of being so good at sex. That's what I wrote.
That sounds like a Tinder profile.
That's it. Yeah. I think on stage that could be really funny.
That would
but
be funny.
Right now it's not. Yeah, so that's just the way that is. All right, let me read a different one. I'm actually really into fat shaming. Not in like a weird sexually gratifying way, but in a way that like I know it's good for me that people raise their eyebrows when I order 2 steak and egg bagels and a McGriddle and a hash brown all for breakfast at McDonald's. No one needs all that food, so fat shaming is actually working because I've been eating a lot less because people been judging me. And that's the end of that joke. Thank you. Thank you so much. I was encouraged to eat as much as possible when I was growing up. Then I hit 390 pounds and everyone's like, Jesus Christ, take the day off. Do you wanna live to see tomorrow? And then I said, and I went on, sorry, Dad, you're the one that told me I had a hollow leg, okay? Apparently that got filled up and went straight to my fat thighs. Okay, that'd be a good one. All right,
first you're hot, then you're not, and then you're Alex Fletcher. So when the sizzlingest tween queen on the charts asks the has-been 80s pop sensation to write her a song, he grabs for another chance at stardom. Problem! Alex can say it with music, but he sure can't say it with words. Enter Sophie Fisher, his beguiling, if quirky, plant lady, who has an unexpected green thumb for lyrics. Together, they go after songwriting success and discover that if you want to write the perfect love song, it helps to fall in love. With Hugh Grant and Drew Barrymore at the keyboard and Mark Lawrence directing, Music and Lyrics is a witty, wacky romantic comedy that faces the music and laughs. Music and Lyrics. So this first hate mail comes to us from our boy, John.
Let me read this one. I've already got pulled up.
All right, go ahead. Hold on.
This is from our boy.
Hold on.
What? Oh.
Yas. Also, quick side note. For those of you, of you who accidentally had the auto downloads on for the Dad Podcast and you got the special bonus episode, Gassy Leo Boy, you're welcome.
That was gross. Okay, wow, sound like one of them monks that do the double throat thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Like that?
You just played a didgeridoo. That has nothing to do with what I just said. All right, so his first hate mail is from our boy John. Ooh. Subject line reads, per the request of your boy, Chad Jizzfist Hoy. Oh, classic. I forgot I called myself that once.
Classic.
What is it? The body. The body reads, hello, fellas.
Hi.
Since Chad decided to call me out for not sending any hate mail for a while, I decided to give you what you so recklessly asked for. Buckle up, you slutty cock jockeys. This shit's about to get real. That's a very good insult.
Slutty cock jockeys.
Chad, you tone-deaf tank canoe. You are a horrible texter and a pussy. You talk a big game about meeting all these girls on Tinder and whatever the fuck else you use, but you can't seem to lock one down. Pick your balls up out of Jail John's trophy case and stop being a little bitch and go get yourself a good girl. Wow. Also, still waiting for your fucking EP. Yeah, I said it. Supposedly it's coming out, but half the people that donated to your cause have died of old age. It's coming out. Anderson just texted me today. All right. Side note, Chad. Good on you for sticking to your guns and peeing out your window. Keep on keeping on. Fuck yes, John. Thank you.
Whatever,
finally,
John.
Someone's on my side.
Whatever, John.
Cameron, you white trash rectum pirate. Chad made a good point a couple of episodes back. No one throws shade your way, like ever. So I'm here to remedy that. You are a fun person to play Friday the 13th with.
Thank you.
However, you are a little bitch because when you aren't Jason, you fucking escape by yourself all the fucking time. Fuck you. There's a lot of F words. Okay. Oh, there is another spot on the boat? Nope. Cam took off by himself. Oh, Cam has the keys to the four-seat car?
Steve Carrar.
Too bad, bitches. He left already. You are the literal living embodiment. I am too drunk for this. Of Chad Kensington. For those of you listeners who don't know what I'm talking about, Chad Kensington is a preppy little fuckboy who sacrifices other friends to save himself, regardless of how easy it is to help out other counselors. He eerily has similar characteristics to Chad Hoy. Ayo. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, we're both named Chad, so we're both assholes, of course. Side note. Cam, you are truly a good Jason, and it's hard to escape you. I think you kill everyone every time. Hats or heads, am I right? Off to you. But for real, guys, your podcast is amazing. I am sorry this is the first time in weeks I've sent you hate mail. I'll see you BB boys at Camp Crystal Lake. Insert 8-bit Jason music here. Sincerely, John R.
Thank you, JR.
Thanks, John. Yeah, it was scathing, but also kind.
I love that
way.
Boy.
Thank you for that.
We had a lot of fun.
Me too.
Playing Friday the 13th with him.
All week, yeah.
And I do that. I get in the freaking boat and I take the hell off because I'm not waiting for you slow-ass little dumb bitches. I got to get out of that camp. I realized playing Friday the 13th that if I were ever in that situation IRL, I would do the same thing every time. And I always play as the fat guy because I want it to feel more realistic. I'm just a sweaty little pig boy and I'm trying to escape death.
Yeah, I think we all are in our own ways. You just do it on a video game and you're an asshole about it. That's all.
Our next piece of mail comes from our girl, T-Mama. That's Taylor. Hi, Taylor. Excuse me. She sent us something with the subject, Nick Holback, which made me giggle. And there's a link to the world's worst custom car paint jobs. And she said number 10 is a coworker of hers. There's no way.
I gotta go to this.
There's no way.
We should tweet this out.
There's no way. This is no way. Oh, a friend of your coworker's car. Holy. Okay, guys, let me tell you something. Someone has a Chevy Cavalier. Red.
No. I think I've seen this.
And airbrushed onto the hood is not only all four members of the band Kiss, which is pretty cool. Great airbrushed portraits of all of the members of Kiss. But below that are airbrushed portraits of the four members of Nickelback.
You're kidding.
And a quote underneath.
Why can't I see this?
And a quote underneath that that says, "Rock and roll will never die."
Oh my God. Oh, I see it. Oh no. This has to be ironic. It has to be.
He had to. How do you. What? Oh my gosh.
This is incredible.
That looks so good.
And it's such a shitty car.
Uh huh.
Which is the best part. Is it is an old fucking beat up Chevy Cavalier. Fun fact, I went as Paul Starr for Halloween one year.
Paul Rudd?
No, the guy with the star on his face from Kiss. I dressed up as him for Halloween one year.
Oh, the one that looks like a cat?
I think his name's Paul Starr. No, the fucking star on his eye, Cameron.
The one with the long tongue and the big boots.
Oh, I'm gonna kick your ass.
Oh, okay. You mean the other guy with the long
hair? Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Dad Podcast. It's been a good episode. Thanks for joining along with us. Thanks for listening to this episode. So, thank you for listening to this episode. Cameron is a dick. And I am gonna fucking kill him to death. This is over. We're done here.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you want to send us your hate mail and get in on the conversation, you can do so by emailing us at holyweave@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at @the_dadbodcast. Chad, where can they find you online?
You can find me on all the social medias at Chad Hoy, just at @CHADHOY. That's Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Yeah. Oh, one thing I forgot to say this episode.
Yeah.
I saw a girl on Tinder who put her Snapcash name in her bio.
Okay.
And she was very attractive. So I sent her $1 and I said, go on a date with me.
You think and then she's worth $1?
It was $1. I didn't really care. Then she sent a request for 15 and said, if you send 15, I will. And I said, I'm good. And then she sent another request for $15 and said, not even for a nude or two. And I said,
oh my gosh.
No. Said, no, I'm a traditional gentleman. No, thank you. And now I follow her on Instagram. So there's that. Cool. Yeah. So thanks for listening to Dadbodcast. You can find me at Chad Hoy, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Cam, where can we find you on the internet and actually say words this time?
I've been known to hang out on Twitter sometimes.
Okay, thank you.
We'll What's be back next week with a new episode featuring another edition of Band or Porno, as well as maybe Date with a Dad Bod. It's going to be a good time.
Fuck off! You can find Cam on Twitter at LavinousCam2, LavenousCam2, and on Instagram, LavinousCam, and Snapchat, LavinousCam. He has a lot of fun on Snapchat and on Twitter. Not really on Instagram. He just posts stuff about records, and it's pretty cool. Yeah, but if you're not into that, then you're not into that. Yeah, so thanks for listening, everybody. This week, I want you – have I told them to eat ass before?
I don't know. I can't remember, but holy crap, I was not ready to hear that. I think you have, actually, but that was still funny.
Okay. Since I've apparently already told you to eat some ass,
follow that
we'll
up.
We'll do second best.
Cleanse your palate.
This week, go to Taco Bell. Get you one of them double chalupas. Spicy.
Not a single chalupa. Jalapenos.
They put jalapenos on it. It's delicious.
Jalapenos.
They put jalapenos on it. It's very delectable.
Jalapenos.
So go get you God damn it. So go get you one of them double chalupas this week.
Some jalapenos on it.
And if you want to send us some mail, not hate mail, like real mail, my address. I'm just kidding, don't do that. Alright, thanks for listening, guys. Sorry we were drunk. Can't promise we won't do it again. Cameron, stop eating fucking Cheez-Its on the mic.
Sorry.
This episode's done. I'm leaving. I'm leaving. This is our last episode. Creative differences. I just sounded like Snagglepuss. Exit stage left, even. That's my favorite impression. I think I did that last week or a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think you did. It was.
But
really
it's
good.
I can only do Hanna-Barbera cartoons, man. That's all I got. Bye. Have a good week.
Experience the spectacular world of James Cameron's Avatar as never before with this all-new collector's edition release. Watch the extended version of the film and treat your senses to an unprecedented beyond-the-scenes look at the greatest adventure of all time. You shut your mouth!
I heard you. I wasn't even wearing my headphones and I heard you. James Cameron's a fucking rip-off artist. He took the plot of Pocahontas and made it into a movie with blue creatures. Real creative, Mr. Cameron. James Cameron, not you. You're creative, Cameron Weaver. You're very creative, crab boy. But James Cameron, you suck. You made the Titanic? Bitch, that movie was not very good, and it was too long. And I had to watch it in the 90s on VHS, and I had to take one tape out and put the other tape in, because it was so long and boring, and I only saw titties once! It wasn't worth it. Granted, good boobies. But yeah, but I mean, you know, still, just one time, in like 5 hours. It's not enough. You watch American Pie? Come on. I'm sorry.
Have you ever watched Guns by Andy Sedaris?
Yeah, lots of. Actually, I have, and I didn't see any boobs, so that sucks.
Oh, that's right, because you didn't watch the same version as me.
I watched on YouTube. Watched on YouTube like a poor man. Like I was homeless.
Because homeless
I keep
people
talking
have
like
YouTube.
Mitch from New Girl.
You do. Schmidt. Did you just call Mitch?
Oh, same thing. I'm drunk. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening. We love you so much. Butterfly kiss. Oh, Klasky Supo. Klasky Supo, 1994. Thanks for watching Rugrats. Goodbye.